From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now, or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. A production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Matt.
My name is Noel.
They call me Ben. We are joined, as always, with our super producer, Andrew Triforce Howard. Most importantly, you are you. You are here. That makes this the stuff they don't want you to know. Folks, we are at the end of the calendar year of 2024. A lot of people are dealing with love hard won, love hard lost, and it's often said that course of true love never did run smooth. We didn't make that up. That's Shakespeare.
Oh, man. He's no slouch. Or maybe he didn't make it up either. Isn't there a whole thing that maybe he didn't write any of his own stuff? I think that's been pretty well debunked, though, right?
Right. We have an episode on that as well. But it's something everybody can agree with, Noel. It's one of the few consistent patterns across all of humanity's strange experiment. You know, most of us tuning in tonight have, at one point or another, sadly encountered heartbreak. And it's weird to think about how privileged we are here in the modern age, because back in the day, romance, like the person you would spend your life with, it was primarily decided by your physical and socioeconomic proximity.
Oh, how things have changed. No, not.
Well, in your family, right? They'd just say, other family, it's going to be strategic for us. So you're going to take one for the team.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is interesting, though, like, you know, in terms of things one might Google, like how to make $1 million and how to fall in love are probably on equal footings in terms of things that there is no magic answer for.
Yeah. And to Matt's earlier point, that was still an improvement based on the previous stuff, which was, hey, I know this is technically your cousin, and I know there are some recessive traits, but the Habsburg Empire must continue.
Yes, and there's some land acquisitions that are tied to this whole nuptial thing, so.
Huge tracts of land. Yes, he's got huge tracts of land.
That's what I think is amazing about him or her. They're huge tracts of land. So nowadays across the world, as you know, fellow conspiracy realists, more and more people are turning to technology in the eternal search for affection, for love. In a very short span of time, dating apps and services have exploded. Some people hate it. Some people love it. Tonight is not about dating advice, but if we could, you guys, in case this ends up being a two-parter, could we recommend some dating applications for people?
Well, in terms of hating it or loving it, it really just has kind of become an inevitable reality. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the way a lot of people meet, and young people coming up, it just seems like this is just how it's done. I met some people in the past through Bumble. Mm-hmm. In the early days, I used Tinder, but then, like, you know, different apps start to get different reputations. Tinder's become like something more of like a hookup kind of market.
Sure.
And Bumble is maybe more for like older folks or middle-aged folks. And I think the big one is Hinge these days.
I've heard tell of Hinge. That's the only one I've seen actually looked at. I've never seen anybody open Tinder on their phone and like look through it or have downloaded it or any of those.
Yeah.
But weird. I need to get on that. The only one I know of is lumberjackdating.com, which
sure.
It's very I haven't actually used it. I just went to their website and it says ready to meet a genuine lumberjack who knows how to treat a woman.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this may be your year, Matt.
I mean, you got to have a certain circumference of bicep to even qualify, though, if I'm not.
That's right.
Shout out to Paul Bunyan, XXXXX. Exactly. Also, I'd like to highly recommend Nightwalk. It does not have any of the vowels. You'll find it if you need it.
Is that your app, Ben, that you've piloted?
No comment.
It sounds so safe.
Guys, can I just say, though, that Paul Bunyan, bit of a babe.
You're thinking of Babe the Blue Ox.
That's right. That's right. It was an online dating joke.
So do check out Babe the Blue Ox, available now wherever you find your favorite applications. Listen, what we're telling you is there is a conspiracy afoot with all this dating shenaniganry online.
And we're going to tell you all about it after a word from our sponsors.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
We're back on the Nada Yada Island Confessions Show. Benny is about to tell us how he found two loves. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks to Metro, I found iPhone 12 and Apple Watch SE.
At Metro, get the perfect match of both iPhone 12 with 5G and Apple Watch SE for only $99.99. You heard that right. Both for just $99.99. Holidays with Nada Yada Yada, only at Metro by T-Mobile.
Bring your number and ID, sign up for Metro Flex Plus and add a watch line. Not available if you're with T-Mobile or been with Metro in the past 180 days. Limit 2 per account.
Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts, automatic protections for teens, with built-in limits for who can contact them and the content they can see, helping teens safely connect to the people and things that matter most. Plus, teens under 16 require parental approval to change safety settings. New Instagram Teen Accounts, automatic protections for who can contact them and the content they can see. Learn more at Instagram.com/teenaccounts.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Cosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Get $50 off any cocktail maker at Bartesian.com/cocktail. That's Bartesian.com/cocktail.
You know, the talk around GLP-1s is inescapable these days, but are you familiar with Future Health? They've made accessing qualified doctors who specialize in GLP-1s easier than ever before.
Yeah, the science here is fascinating. I have a couple of good friends who have actually been using GLP-1s, and the results are astonishing. Not only have my friends felt more physically healthy than they have in a while, but they also feel more in control of their eating habits.
Future Health gives millions of people affordable access to knowledgeable providers who really know weight loss medications for less than $3 a day.
Find out if weight loss meds are right for you in 3 minutes at tryfh.com. That's tryfh.com. Again, tryfh.com.
Tryfh.com.
Future Health is not a healthcare services provider. Meds are prescribed at provider's discretion. Results may vary. Sponsored by Future Health.
What is chronic migraine? It's 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more. Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. It's not approved for adults with migraine who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. Ask your doctor about Botox.
Botox is a prescription medicine injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis, or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Talk to your doctor and visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
Here are the facts. First, let's define online dating. It's an umbrella term for, as you can tell, folks, a wide range of services. They specialize in any number of preferences, demographics, ages, incomes, personal situations, occupations. One thing that's interesting, I would say, about dating apps in the modern era is that it is completely okay on a dating app to say, I only prefer a certain demographic of people.
Sort of the whole point, right? It's like a feature, not a bug. It's kind of the thing that differentiates some of the apps from one another.
Mm-hmm. You're not a lumberjack? GTFO. Oh, you're not a farmer? This is farmers only.
Well, yeah, it is weird. You're
not pulling up the rutabagas? Get out of town.
And as we're going to discuss in the episode, that kind of set of circumstances, using an algorithm to match the user with their preferences, ends up getting spun and turned around and flipped. So now it's just, who are you? Who are you? And what will people like about you? And then it just, it gets tangled up in itself really quickly.
Guys, it's everything you hate about dating in real life and everything you hate about auditioning in real life.
God.
And so now you can have them together, and it's everything you hate about social media. I mean, whatever specializations these services may focus on, they have one thing in common. They require the internet to function. 50 years ago, this sounded bonkers, right? This sounded absolutely nuts. Can you imagine? You guys have ancestors. Can you imagine going back in time to your ancestors and attempting to explain Tinder? What would you say?
They'd probably kill me dead on sight. You know? Or at least, you know, once I started speaking. I think it was witchcraft.
You'd have to start by explaining like what a classified ad is, because they might understand a newspaper or, you know, something like that. Maybe not. Maybe you'd have to explain a newspaper, then a classified ad, then now imagine if you did this en masse.
How far back do
I guess
we
I'm
go?
Picturing. I guess what I'm saying, I guess I'm picturing ancient ancestors and that very difficult conversation. But, you know, your results may vary depending on how far back you go, to Ben's point.
Mm-hmm. Like, how far back do you go? You know, you go far enough back and you're saying, hey, do you ever wonder if those Neanderthals over in the next horizon are cool? Do you ever think about, you know, cuddling up? We're going to leave pause there.
But also, I mean, the question also then kind of begins to surround the nature of partnership and the nature of like, what is someone looking for? In the olden days, it would have been, to your earlier points, both of you fellas, much more about acquisition, about land, about family, about tying into a dynasty or whatever.
And child labor.
Oh, well, of course. And then further back than that, it would have been more about protection, you know, and about this kind of almost tribalism, as opposed to, you know, who is going to be the big spoon.
As we said in previous evenings, the escalation of human society is best portrayed as this. One, you have the family, right? Everybody's related. Two, you have the tribe. Everybody has this common interest. Three, you have the religion. Four, you have the state. Five, you have the company, right? And maybe six, you have the galaxy or the solar system. Dream big.
Galaxy brain.
Yeah. Oh. So you're absolutely right, Noel. In terms of the modern day, right now, people seem to be in the West, I wouldn't say rejecting, but perhaps interrogating traditional social norms, romantic norms. The U.S. Census Bureau found in 2023 that in their estimation, nearly 50% of the U.S. population, 47% they said, considers itself single. The data doesn't always agree. It makes me think there were a couple folks maybe putting themselves as single with someone at home who would have a problem with that.
It's complicated.
Yeah. Shout out Facebook.
Oh, gosh. Must we?
The Pew Research Center says that 3 in 10 Americans are single. Either way you slice it, historically, that's a lot of people, right?
Right. Well, I believe that 47% consists of just over 117 million people in the United States that consider themselves single slash it's complicated.
Yeah. Single slash it's complicated. Working it out. Here's the sad truth that we have to admit. A lot of folks right now who are listening this evening are single and perhaps maybe not happy with that. They may want to be booed up or cuffed, as hip hop says. This is where the statistics show us the popularity of dating apps. In the United States alone, nearly, again, 3 in 10 U.S. adults used a dating site or app, and more than 40% of people interviewed, they state that online dating has made dating easier. Now you don't just have to rock up at an art show. You know what I mean? Now you don't just have to pretend that you're at that tree planting or soup kitchen or museum every day.
Yeah, you just say, hey, you're cool. We matched. Be at my house at 10.
Swipe.
Whoa.
Super
so
light
mass.
I get, look, this, I have no experience with it. That's what I've been hearing through several of the sources we were looking at today, that it just becomes at times, because there are so many human beings out there, it's like you got to just meet who you can and talk and see if anything
numbers
works.
Game.
And
and you know, being a dude as well, like I've navigated through multiple of these and I've met some people that were great and some people that were awful, but there is some comfort in knowing that if you're there for the same reason, you're not going to accidentally put your foot in your mouth or, you know, even worse, get the wrong idea and have someone think you're being a creep, because you know what the stakes are, you know what the score is, you're both there for the same reason. Not to say that there aren't tons of creeps on these online dating sites, but that was a, sort of a selling point for me, was that it took some of that unknown out of the equation, because I am just, you know, extra concerned about anyone thinking that I have any intention other than, you know, normal ones.
Is that the, I guess it vary, we'll talk about it, it varies by the app, like what the app sells itself as, what you will be selling yourself as when you use the app, right? But I guess, yeah, there, and they call those the hookup apps versus the, some of the other ones that we'll get into.
Well, I just mean, like, if you're matching with somebody, you know that you're in an early kind of getting to know you phase, as opposed to having to rock up, to Ben's point, to somebody at an art show or a bar and feel like you're, you know, peeing in the wind, for lack of a better term.
Well, what we're really talking about there, gentlemen, is the concept of information asymmetry. To your point, Noel, knowing what is expected by both parties, what is informed consent,
yes,
that can be a huge win. And there are quite a few deep economic structures at play. We do know that it appears the Western world, for a while, super dug. They super liked dating apps. They swiped right on that stuff, because in 2023, in the United States alone, for people in the dating market in 2023 in the United States, when asked their preferential milieu or medium for meeting a partner, 32% said, I'm going to meet them at a concert or a festival, which I take to mean some sort of social event. 33% said, I want to be connected via a friend, a known trusted entity. Let's, to your earlier point, let's grade down on that information asymmetry if we can. Here's number one with a bullet. 42% said online dating apps. That's where I get my kicks.
Oh boy. And with that, we're going to take a quick break, hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with more.
Welcome to Nada Yada. Island.
We're back on the Nada Yada Island Confessions Show.
Benny is about to tell us how he found two loves. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks to Metro, I found iPhone 12 and Apple Watch SE.
At Metro, get the perfect match of both iPhone 12 with 5G and Apple Watch SE for only $99.99. You heard that right. Both for just $99.99. Holidays with Nada Yada Yada, only at Metro by T-Mobile.
Bring your number and ID, sign up for Metro Flex Plus, and add a watch line. Not available if you're with T-Mobile or been with Metro in the past 180 days. Limit 2 per account.
Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts, automatic protections for teens, with built-in limits for who can contact them and the content they can see, helping teens safely connect to the people and things that matter most. Plus, teens under 16 require parental approval to change safety settings. New Instagram Teen Accounts, automatic protections for who can contact them and the content they can see. Learn more at Instagram.com/teenaccounts.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Cosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Get $50 off any cocktail maker at Bartesian.com/cocktail. That's Bartesian.com/cocktail.
Man, folks, the buzz surrounding GLP-1 treatments is ubiquitous. However, are you aware of Future Health? You should be, because they streamlined the process of connecting with qualified GLP-1 specialists.
For sure. GLP-1s have been an absolute game changer for a handful of folks in my life. Some people just struggle with what they call that food noise, and it's not just a quick fix. It can actually be a way of helping manage that food noise and propel you towards having a little bit more control of your body and your life when you pair it with good diet and exercise.
We recommend you take the quick Future Health 3-minute survey. From there, if approved by a clinician, you'll get prescribed and get meds delivered to your door within 24 hours.
So find out if weight loss meds are right for you in 3 minutes at tryfh.com. That's tryfh.com.
Tryfh.com.
Future Health is not a healthcare services provider. Meds are prescribed at provider's discretion. Results may vary. Sponsored by Future Health.
Can Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, help if I have chronic migraine? 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more?
Botox prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. Botox is not approved for adults with migraine who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. It's the number one prescribed branded chronic migraine treatment.
Botox is a prescription medicine injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away, as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Talk to your doctor and visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
And we've returned.
So where did this all begin? I mean, we certainly know, you know, things like the personals ads and sort of more historical predecessors to online dating, right? These actually date pretty far back, but not maybe as far back as I might have thought, to the late 50s and early 60s. Stanford students Jim Harvey and Phil Filer used a questionnaire and a very old school, probably incredibly large IBM 650 computer to match up 49 men and 49 women.
Oh, yeah. Picture the transistors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they hit a good Venn diagram on 49 C and 49B or whatever, and then all of a sudden the transistors burst like you're creating Frankenstein, and someone says, "We've got a match,
it's alive."
Oh, man, I can never forget, guys, when we all went to Vegas together and we were just obsessed with that Frankenstein slot machine, that voice rings in my head constantly. It's alive, it's alive. It's alive. Sorry, unrelated, but you triggered me there, Ben. Lost a lot of money on that thing.
Do you guys remember Great Expectations? Or Greater Expectations is the VHS dating SNL spoof, right? Or something
Lowered expectations.
That was Chappelle? Was that Chappelle?
It's pretty Chappelle.
I don't remember exactly where it came from, but I definitely remember the little theme tune for sure.
The real thing was called Great Expectations, and it was like a VHS dating.
Mm-hmm. Very 80s.
Sign up, but because like how I kept trying to imagine, like, how the heck would you actually get a hold of the VHS tapes of all the people that are going on VHS tapes?
Also, it's self-selecting at that point for people with access to certain kinds of technology, which we'll see is even crookeder, which is a word I made up. It's American English. Man. I'm still learning it.
Tune into an upcoming episode of Ridiculous History to find out more on the history of American English.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh, buddy. So I would say our collective favorite example of early technology computer technology meeting the long road to love is a guy named Ed Lewis. Back in 1963, this guy also got a pretty old IBM computer. It was new at his time. And he made a questionnaire, and it was entirely so that he could, quote, optimize the meeting potential at dances for himself.
That's fun.
Nothing weird.
You know what's funny about that, Ben, is I was just recently thinking about the old expression, I don't have room on my dance card, to which I kind of looked that up. And that was a thing, man. There was like, you know, women at dances or social gatherings or whatever would have this thing that is resembled like the little ticket you find at the inside of a library book. And you would kind of schedule the boys that you were going to cut a rug with, and that you could say if you didn't want to do something or didn't want to dance, you say, "I'm sorry, I don't have room on my dance card," which is where that expression comes from for like not having time to do something with somebody.
Wow.
Amazing. And it's weird because we don't have dance cards now. We should get them.
We don't have dances.
We should dance more often.
We should. Take Maude's advice from Harold and Maude.
It's a really interesting point. I don't want to jump ahead with it, but it reminds me of the Atlantic article that I think we all read for this that was talking about the difficulty of getting women to use these apps. Again, we're going to talk about it in a moment.
Right, but Fran Meyer.
But thinking about the dance card as a thing where, and maybe I'm wrong here, correct me, guys, but in my mind, historically, it's often, not always, been males chasing after a female, as in like, I'm going to pursue that pretty lady, and I will attempt to date that person.
She will be mine. Oh, yes. She will be mine.
Or in this case, I will dance with her, or I want to dance with her. But, and then it is in the woman's position to say, no, well, I don't have.
But also, the stakes were so much higher back then. If you got on that dance card, you might have a 1 out of 10 shot of marrying that gal. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, seriously. Well,
sure, courtship. What we used to say back in, I guess we call it the 1800s, is a man pursues a woman until she catches him.
Fair enough.
This is obviously not a thing that has aged well, but I think what you're proposing here, Matt, is a sort of Newtonian association, right, of chaser and chased. Right? One must be one or the other. And we see that this is, to your point, Noel, a function of the economic and survival realities, the situation, the environment at the time. If we go back to Ed in 1963, spoiler, worked out, but not the way he wanted. Over the next few decades, we see this continuing trend of computer-assisted questionnaires. Now you don't have to just publish a classified advertisement. Now you don't have to just say, you know, male, 873 years old, into night walks, looking for interesting company. Now you can just say, you tell me. You can put the onus on the person that you want to meet. You can say, give me your answers for this sort of stuff. And at the same time, we see the rise of things like mail order brides. To your earlier point, we see video dating services. In the 1980s, we see the rise of dating, what are they called, BBSs?
Yeah. Well, message boards, yeah. Right? Or well, yeah. Yeah, but like physical, right? They would have been actual. There was no internet yet, right? This is not online.
No, they got on there. There were early versions of
like subscription-based kind of almost like newsgroup kind of situations. Very early internet. That makes sense.
And then you get the first modern dating site, by which we mean a website built entirely to get people together. It's called Kiss.com. In a burst of creativity, it hits the net in 1994.
Surprised Kiss the band didn't have that locked down already.
Where were you, Gene?
He's very litigious, too. I don't know if he...
He's usually on top of it.
Yeah, and I would have thought... I mean, I'm surprised we haven't read some sort of lawsuit kerfuffle with Kiss.com against the Kiss or the Kiss organization.
You guys, let's check it out right now. Kiss.com just says... Kiss.com, see photos of singles near you. Oh, and there's a button that says match.
And then it takes you to match.com, baby. You got the vintage landing page with nothing on it other than a link out to the modern version.
So fast forward a little bit. We know that YID, YID.com, launched in South Africa, just shortly after Kiss.com. And Yid.com was a specifically Jewish dating site. Other countries, other demographics followed suit. The world knew there was this crazy horizon ahead. Investors knew there was a crazy horizon ahead. And dating platforms only grew more and more and more popular. The real thing that changed the game,
AIM,
was AIM Messenger.
sorry. That's what changed the game for me. That's how I ended up meeting a bunch of people.
Yeah, online and flirtation machine for sure.
Random chat rooms.
What's your ASL, bro?
That people ask me that all the time, and I pretend like I was a 20-year-old, and then I remember just being like feeling like I was so cool. Because I could talk to people.
Wait, so you were like in your teens, but you were pretending to
be like
middle school. Pretending to be older.
We were
that's awesome.
Everybody my age, our age, was in middle school just acting on the internet like they're everybody and anybody just to be weird with it, I think. And we were trying to figure out stuff. It was fun.
It's cool.
It was so much fun and weird.
The human's gregarious. It's neat to talk to strangers.
Well, it didn't feel scary at all. Mm-hmm. Until we realized it was terrifying.
And what you're describing is pretty, you know, charming and naive, pretending being at middle school or pretending to be older. But what, of course, ended up happening was old people pretending to be middle schoolers. Mm-hmm. And that's where it gets gross.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that continues today. So the seeds of the evil trees were planted long ago. If we go past AIM Messenger to the early 2000s, 2010s, the revolution is the smartphone. We have a thing called Grindr, which was very forward-facing for its time, not just because it was designed for the LGBTQ plus community, but also because they took the E out of the word, you know? So now it's they kind of set the trend on that one.
100%. And again, like, you know, it's not something that I've experienced directly, but that's another app that part of its selling point is almost like very quick geolocation of people who just want to hook up. It is largely looked at, by my understanding, to be less of a long-term meeting my soulmate kind of app and more of like a casual kind of thing.
Yeah, and one of the major, I would say, revolutions moving away from a laptop or a desktop back in the day, largely, to the phone like that, is that you're mobile using this thing. So you're not at home talking to somebody. Right. You're now at the club, or you are, you know, at a restaurant, and you can open your app and see who's near you.
Yeah. To the earlier statement there, you know, dating pre technology or technological innovation was requisite on socioeconomic or physical proximity. And to your point, Matt, now with your proximity visible and approachable, now you can see whomever is near you wherever you may go.
And to me, that, to my understanding, that is a pretty, I'm sure there are others that have this feature, but that's a pretty Grindr specific kind of thing. Whereas, you know, if you have an app like Tinder or Bumble or Hinge or whatever, you might put in, I only want matches with people that live within 30 miles of me, you know, but you're not going to see them as a blip on a map where you can walk right up to them. That would be considered privileged information, and you do not want to give that kind of information out unless you are ready to meet somebody in person. And usually then you meet it like in a mutually agreed upon kind of public place. But Grindr is very specifically, I think, geocentric. That's very real time data driven.
Which requires, yeah, as you said, Noel, the data. And, you know, folks, it may be a bummer to say, the love of my life is in Myanmar. I will never meet them because I don't have my settings correct. We have to understand that the appearance of Tinder in 2012 reshaped the landscape because it gamified sex and love. You swipe right to like, you swipe left to pass. For a while, this was a free action. I'm sure it continues now. I have never dated online. I meet my lovers the old school way, getting deported. Suddenly, finding a date becomes more like playing a game or taking a survey than it becomes like meeting someone and knowing them. It's a weird, weird audition process to put people
it
through.
It is, and it really does kind of, in many ways, cheapen the experience. You know, it can sort of like make you a little bit jaded when everything is just a picture that you are swiping. It is a pretty surface level kind of exercise, you know, for the most part.
And with the advent of Tinder, what you also begin to see in it, and again, only with hindsight do we realize this, but anyone who is using Tinder, who began that process, started to see that there is an endless stream of individuals out there. So you start to get into the problem of, well, if I swipe right on that person, I might be missing the next, you know, person that I really want to date, or I really would match with, or I think would be super sexy.
Yeah.
If I swipe right on that, maybe I'm screwing up. I should just swipe left until I find the perfect one.
I only got so many swipes. What am I going to do? Pay this app? The app says, we hope so.
Yeah, that's gamified as well, because like a lot of like quote unquote free games, you know, phone apps, there are in-app purchases. You got to buy more hearts or in-game currency or whatever. Mm. And like in Tinder, you can buy the super swipe. Again, things have obviously changed since I messed with it. But you do run up against, you know, you've run out of swipes and you have to wait, or you could pay X number of dollars and upgrade to the premium version.
The freemium model, yes, which we'll get to. The thing is, there is little to no stigma attached to online dating today. You know, not too long ago, it was considered somehow inappropriate to meet someone through a classified advertisement in print. And some of us in the audience tonight realize how recent that was. Dating online is a normalized tool nowadays. A lot of people have met for casual flings, or they found themselves in lifelong, committed, happy relationships. having issue. I mean, by which I mean creating children. Last year, the Boffins at Pew Research found, get this, I think this is an amazing statistic, 1 in 10 partnered adults, people who are married, living with a partner, or in a committed romantic relationship, 1 in 10 of those folks met their current partner through a dating site or through an app. So those are good results.
Yeah, I mean, I met my current partner through a dating app, no question about it. And the previous couple that I've had before that, again, varying degrees of success. Obviously, I'm not with them anymore, but some of them were fine relationships. I met through those apps as well. So I'm very much part of that demographic.
And obviously, folks, when we are saying something is normalized, we do not mean it is above criticism. This new genre of romance has garnered tons of controversy, plenty of complaints, a couple of heinous crimes, and countless broken hearts along the way. But the deal is, the need is too great. Some people would pay anything for the promise of true love. And the money, oh, the money, you guys, the profit potential, that is likewise too great for the companies to ignore. Every dating app is swiping right on profit potential. Morgan Stanley found dating app users who go to what you're saying, Noel, they cross the Rubicon of freemium to pay. They end up spending between $18 and $19 US per month on subscriptions or one-off purchases.
Yeah. It is very odd to imagine that every one of these dating sites, dating apps, whatever they are, start as free. And especially Tinder, if you think about its origins, fully free for years until the company realized, oh, we actually need to be profitable at some point. We're moving out of the venture capital stage and into the, we're going to go public. So now we need to have a revenue source.
Because I mean, a lot of those things, you know, when they pop like that too, they're just all about developing a user base. And they're not always thinking about the profit motive up front. It's like, we'll get to that. But first we have to get to a place where we have this unimpeachably massive user base.
And this is what we are investigating this evening, folks. Dating as a business, romance as a digital empire. We kid thee not, fellow conspiracy realist, there is a conspiracy afoot.
Okay, let's take a quick pause in this chat about online dating, hear a word from our sponsors, and then come back with more.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
We're back on the Nada Yada Island Confessions Show.
Benny is about to tell us how he found two loves. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks to Metro, I found iPhone 12 and Apple Watch SE.
At Metro, get the perfect match of both iPhone 12 with 5G and Apple Watch SE for only $99.99.
You heard that right. Both for just $99.99.
Holidays with Nada Yada Yada, only at Metro by T-Mobile.
Bring your number and ID, sign up for Metro Flex Plus, and add a watch line. Not available if you're with T-Mobile or pay with Metro in the fast 180 days. Limit 2 per account.
Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts, automatic protections for teens, with built-in limits for who can contact them and the content they can see, helping teens safely connect to the people and things that matter most. Plus, teens under 16 require parental approval to change safety settings. New Instagram Teen Accounts, automatic protections for who can contact them and the content they can see. Learn more at Instagram.com/teenaccounts.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Klosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Get $50 off any cocktail maker at bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Man, folks, the buzz surrounding GLP-1 treatments is ubiquitous. However, are you aware of Future Health? You should be, because they streamline the process of connecting with qualified GLP-1 specialists.
For sure. GLP-1s have been an absolute game changer for a handful of folks in my life. Some people just struggle with what they call that food noise, and it's not just a quick fix. It can actually be a way of helping manage that food noise and propel you towards having a little bit more control of your body and your life when you pair it with good diet and exercise.
We recommend you take the quick Future Health 3-minute survey. From there, if approved by a clinician, you'll get prescribed and get meds delivered to your door within 24 hours.
So find out if weight loss meds are right for you in 3 minutes at tryfh.com. That's tryfh.com.
Tryfh.com.
Future Health is not a healthcare services provider. Meds are prescribed at provider's discretion. Results may vary. Sponsored by Future Health.
Can Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, help if I have chronic migraine? 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more?
Botox prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. Botox is not approved for adults with migraine who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. It's the number one prescribed branded chronic migraine treatment.
Botox is a prescription medicine injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away, as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis, or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Talk to your doctor and visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
And we've returned. Here's where it gets crazy. What are we talking about? All right, let's just name, guys, let's name every dating app we know, just so we can all hear how varied they appear to be. Maybe take a deep breath together, because I'm sure we got a lot to go through.
Her.
Hims. No, that's different. Ashley Madison.
Oh no. Okay, Cupid.
Tinder. Yeah, Tinder. We've mentioned a lot of these already. Hinge. Okay, Cupid.
The League. Yeah. Azar. BLK. Hakuna. Pairs. Etc. Etc. Which is a thing I made up, but I think it's a good idea for a very lazy dating app. Just etc. Etc. What are you into? What's your profile? No, whatever.
Coffee Meets Bagel is one that I like the name of. And then you have like things like J-Date, which has been around for a very long time. Mm-hmm. That is, again, specifically for, you know, people of the Jewish faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you have Christian Mingle. Yeah. Is that one?
Plenty
is that
a real Fish, one? Which I think is a Christian thing, too, because of the fish symbol. Or is it not? No, it's not. Okay, so. I always assumed that it was.
It's
that's
like
so funny.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
I get it, but I guess I always assumed I don't know why I thought that. The fish thing just threw me. Interesting.
Can you date cetaceans on Plenty
I
of Fish?
So.
That's unfair. They're mammals.
I mean, and you know, I think the point of this list, including some made-up ones, are to show just how specialized and varied and seemingly completely different the apps in this massive world that is online dating can be.
Right. Specialized across any number of variables, some more specialized than others, each with their own unique reputation. You have a love of your life in mind, you will find that demographic on insert site here. Welcome to etcetera.org. We're nonprofit.
How do I invest?
Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Well, that's why we can't get investors, because of the profits.
The lack of.
Most dating apps are ultimately owned by a single company. That's right, fellow conspiracy realist. There is one dating app to rule them all, an Illuminati of online romance, a cabal of digital dating. Can we get a drum roll, Triforce?
Match.com.
Incorporate
LLC.
Et cetera, unlimited, et cetera. Yeah,
an incredibly liable corporation.
Yes, yeah. They're a bit litigious.
And when we say most, let's give that list one more time. Yeah. Tinder, Hinge, OK Cupid, Plenty of Fish, The League, Meetic, Azar, Chispa, BLK, Hakuna, Pairs. There's more. Well, no, I think that's it. I was on their website just a moment ago looking at all of the different icons.
45 plus. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones they brag about.
They're like top tier. And if you go on their website, you may think, oh, that's all they've got. And No.
Officially known as Match Group Incorporated, this company is based in Dallas, Texas. For anybody not from the United States, Dallas is a pretty big deal here. President got shot there back in the day.
I think I read something about that.
Yeah, right. We looked into it, as did our buddies Rob Reiner and Soledad O'Brien. The idea of Match.com, or what becomes Match.com, is pretty fascinating. It's created way back in 1993 by a guy named Gary Craman, Simon Glinsky, and Peng Te Ong in San Francisco. And at the beginning, to the earlier point about classified ads, that's all they were trying to do. They were taking the personal classified ads to the internet, and they were calling it, you'll love this, Electric Classifieds Incorporated.
Breaking to Electric Boogaloo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And there's one individual dude that ended up buying up a ton of different domains that were like Match.com. Mm-hmm. Super simple URLs that you could get to, and he didn't have anything on him yet, but he's one of the, you know, there's that time on the internet where that was a viable business plan.
Buy sting.com. Oh,
man. Sure, yeah. It still is.
Just buy domain.
Still is, man.
buy a domain.
Got friends. I think a friend of the show, Matt Riddle, a buddy of mine, he does this for laughs. He bought the URL DJ COVID-19 just when COVID-19 was kicking.
Just in case
they're like, you know, when it's like not too soon anymore that somebody comes out and wants that artist name. There was a story on NPR not terribly long ago about a dude who truly made good by just buying up combinations of different political figures in the hopes, or, you know, in the case, in the event that they ended up running mates. And he made good and sold some of those to some serious tickets.
Yeah. And in this case, this person bought a bunch of these and then put them together. And all of them had classified ads essentially for different things. Some of them were for autos, for cars. Some of them were for this type of thing. And it is just amazing that somebody had that idea, created this thing, and then almost immediately, it reminded me a lot of Marshall Brain, actually, the founder of HowStuffWorks.com, where you start this huge thing and you have an idea for it, and then as soon as it starts to blossom, it doesn't get taken away, but there are now investors and board members, and they can make decisions.
It metastasizes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would be a way to look at it, and all praise due to Marshall Brain. Let's go to David Kusher, who puts it this way, writing for The Atlantic. We've got a great origin story for our buddy Gary, and it will introduce the director of marketing that we were talking about later, who really, really changes the game. This is a field of dreams. If you build it, they will come kind of moment. This will also ultimately be familiar to anybody who's tried to throw a house party and get their ratio right.
Okay, and here is that quote about Gary Craman. And again, this is from The Atlantic, David Kusher. Quote, there was another four-letter word for love, he knew, and it was data. The stuff he would use to match people. He could gather data about each client, attributes, ASL, interests, desires for mates, and then compare them with other clients' data to make matches. With a computer and the internet, he could eliminate the inefficiencies of thousands of years of analog dating, the shyness, the missed cues, the posturing. He would provide customers with a questionnaire, generate a series of answers, and then pair up daters based on how well their preferences aligned. It's perfect. Mm-hmm.
It's a diabolical. Little. I don't know. There might be a diminishing return at some point. We've all been in situations where someone feels like they're pre-deciding an interaction. You know what I mean? Have you guys ever had that moment where you're dating someone, and I'll be a little personal here, and in the first or second date, they describe to you the marriage you're going to have?
Maybe.
You know what? Not yet.
Yeah. You got better luck in love than me and Matt, I think.
Hey guys, spoiler, it didn't work out.
Oh, dang.
Come on, man.
Well, I want to talk about a personal thing towards the conclusions of these episodes or this episode, but something, an insight that I've discovered through learning about all this stuff. But I do not have that experience. I do think this is one of those beautiful dreams, right? You see a problem, I can imagine, in this person's world, Gary's world, and then you can see, well, I know how to do X, Y, and Z, maybe if I apply that to this big problem, I can save the world.
Maybe my Excel spreadsheet was the answer all along.
And the thing is, I mean, and you know, again, I mentioned earlier the idea of like, you know, there's no magic bullet to finding love, but the closest thing that you can sell as that is something like this. And the reason that people are buying it is because it does have a relative success rate to some degree.
You remember those eHarmony ads?
Of course.
That would come out all the time?
With real testimonials, right?
Sure.
The guy that would come on, I can hear his voice. I can't see his face right now in this moment, but the guy who would say, compatibility is the number one thing that's going to find you true love, and that's why eHarmony
only
is the way
we
to go.
Can suss that out for you with all of the data.
Also,
we have. Yeah.
Also, Let us admire from the higher elevation. Let us admire the absolute aspiration of this. The idea that one could quantify the unquantifiable things like love. For anybody right now, if you are listening to this show and you are head over heels in love, and that love is reciprocated, you can't really put numbers on it. Come on, man. That's a different part of the brain. So there is this idea. It's again like the concept of how science answers how and spirituality answers why. Love is a Venn diagram between those two things. So is it not a bit cold to say if you answered X to the following Z questions, then we are Y compatible?
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure. But also, it's like if you think about people kind of romanticizing the idea of like finding your soulmate, if you think about that logistically, with just the absolute, you know, a massive amount of possible soulmates that are out there, what are the chances that you found the 100% best person for you? Yes, they might be great. Mm-hmm. You guys might be completely compatible. But what systems like this do is widen that net in a way where maybe I could actually find that person statistically.
But I would say also to take it three steps further. First, that reduces people to quantifiable aspects, which is an unholy thing to attempt. Second, the idea of a soulmate naturally includes the concept of people who were born and died before you were here and are going to be alive and die after you have passed, such that, you know, Cloud Atlas, becomes an awesome novel, and people believe in reincarnation.
But that's because, if you think about it, though, I mean, I understand what you're saying, Ben, but the idea of a soulmate is about compatibility, is about a match of various characteristics. The question is, to what percentage, to what degree are you nailing those matches? And is there a better version out there, you know, of the one that you've already found?
Right. That's the third point. The idea to keep people eternally chasing the better possibility. When human beings were largely living and dying within about 30 miles of where they were born, their choices were limited, right? As were their resources. Your questionnaire became something like, can you create children? Can we have child labor on the farm? Do you agree with my idea about God? Because I certainly cannot disagree with it. So we cannot have a discourse about this. This is what our buddy Gary's dealing with. He starts off the same way we are. He's beginning from his own lived experiences, his own preferences, and he builds his questionnaire. He tries to sum the human heart up in a spreadsheet, right, in quantifiable terms. And he realizes all of a sudden, hey, I'm not the golden goose. And then thank God he doesn't have an ego, because he says, wait, no dudes, no straight dudes here are going to be the golden goose. I can get guys to pay for this service, this online dating thing, but my real goal is going to be to get women there somehow. Otherwise, why will these straight dudes bother paying for this in the first place? And we have to remember context. It's the mid-1990s. People who identify as women are about 10% of the folks online. The typical computer user is one, male; two, unmarried; three, at a computer for hours on end every week.
Well, yeah, imagine the as we're talking about the history of, I don't know, companionship or whatever this stuff is, the amount of unwanted male attention that a woman experiences. Yeah. And then asking them to go on and sign up and put all this information about yourself so that you can get a crap ton of male attention.
Right. Which still continues to
be. But there is a feature built into this that makes it appealing, which is the idea that you're not going, I mean, I forget again, some of these apps are different, but there are certain ones where you're not going to open up a chat unless the woman consents, which.
Yeah, but Gary hasn't
figured
that out.
That's right. I'm just saying. No, I understand. I'm just saying, like there is a version that we're going to get to that does benefit women, but even that then kind of gets bastardized and becomes its own sort of monstrosity. So sorry to jump ahead too much, but yeah, where's Gary going with this?
But also in the mid-1990s, most of us were just playing Ultima Online and on AIM pretending to be we're 20.
Oh yeah, so, most of us. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's hilarious, dude. I love it.
I mean, and that's a big part of it, because people are, just like Gary, basing the world on themselves, right? This is me, so this must be logically everybody. Gary is doing a really smart thing, and he says, look, I got to go figure out people who are not me. If we want women on my weird thing, then I have to talk to actual women. I have to figure out what people's worlds who are not like me, like what's going on with them? What do they care about? And when he had these conversations, the lore of the story goes that he talked to all of his female relationships or familial members. He talked to people he just found on the street, his friends, and they said, your questionnaire needs a lot of work, because your questionnaire is about you. And they said, in particular, I think it was a big cold shower for him when unanimously women said, hey, bud, your explicit sexual questions are kind of a non-starter. That's a turnoff. And then they hit him with another one. And they said, why on earth would I want random guys, to your earlier point, Matt, Why would I want random guys to see my real name and my photo online? Because that would mean they can find me.
I was listening to that podcast that looked deep into this, Land of the Giants. It was like season 6 or 7, I think, maybe.
Episode 2, Dating Games,
Well, the entire series, it's all about dating apps. And they go into in-depth there. A bunch of the stuff that was online that people were doing who were actually developing these things. Like Hot or Not, do you guys remember that? That was a big, one of the big pushes there, trying to figure out why would, and to this specific problem, why would a woman or a female put a picture of themselves online for it to be judged, essentially, by other people?
Wasn't Hot or Not like the early Facebook model? Or is it that, or is it something right, like
things
that?
Like that. That wasn't the only one, but that was a big one.
Gotcha. Yes,
like, how do you, what is the thing that causes someone to put their picture on there for it to be judged, to see if people like me, essentially, right? That the primary motivation.
Why would you open yourself up to ridicule? Why would you open yourself up to that kind of judgment and or harassment, right? Danger.
Well, yeah, exactly. But what is that thing, that spark, and trying to capture what that is and then somehow incorporate it into this thing he's building?
And incorporate a sense of safety, incorporate a sense of like, yeah, well, exactly. What's the buy-in for someone to be willing to give this kind of information up?
I don't mean to say that there's negative motivation for any of these things that are being created, especially at this time with Gary. It is that thing of how do I get people to use this thing? Right.
It's Field of Dreams. Right. It's Field of Dreams. He's a Kevin Costner, you know, or whomever Kevin Costner was acting as in that. He's like, how do I get these people to show up to the bowl game? Eventually, he understands the best way to find out what women really want. The age old quest he needs. Get this, you guys, real life women on the team. So he contacts his former classmate, Fran Meyer, from his time at Stanford, and he hires her as the director of marketing. And to her credit, she immediately clocks a secondary issue. And she says, Gary, women aren't going to join up for your internet thing unless they know there are already other women in the sandbox, unless they're already participating. Hold the phone, folks. Amid all this discourse and exploration of monopolization and conspiracy, we hope that you will swipe right on part 2 of the Illuminati of online dating. We can't wait to hear your thoughts. Join us later this week for wait, did I say part 2? We'll keep it in. We've got a 2-part episode. We want to hang out with you. Please let us know what's on your mind. We try to be easy to find online.
That's right. You can find us at the handle Conspiracy Stuff, where we exist on Facebook with our Facebook group, Here's Where It Gets Crazy, on X, FKA Twitter, and on YouTube. You can also find us at the handle Conspiracy Stuff on Instagram and TikTok.
We've got a phone number. It's 1-833-STD-WYTK. When you call in and say something like, that eHarmony guy was Neil Clark Warren, Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the American clinical psychologist and Christian theologian that was coming on TV and saying, eHarmony! You can say things like that, or just give us a little insight into your world or something we missed, anything. Give us a call. Give yourself a cool nickname, and you've got 3 minutes. Say whatever you'd like. If you got more to say than could fit into a 3-minute voicemail, why not instead send us a good old-fashioned email? We are
the entities that read every piece of correspondence we receive. It's one of the best ways to contact us. Everything you heard before the ending applies to our email address as well. Be well aware, yet unafraid. Sometimes the void writes back, and it could be any of us that you're hearing this evening. Join us out here in the dark. Conspiracy at iHeartRadio.com.
Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
We're back on the Nada Yada Island Confessions Show.
Benny is about to tell us how he found two loves. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks to Metro, I found iPhone 12 and Apple Watch SE.
At Metro, get the perfect match of both iPhone 12 with 5G and Apple Watch SE for only $99.99. You heard that right. Both for just $99.99. Holidays with Nada Yada Yada, only at Metro by T-Mobile.
Bring your number and ID, sign up for Metro Flex Plus and add a watch line. Not available if you're with T-Mobile or been with Metro in the past 180 days. Limit 2 per account.
Ah, the holidays. The time when you head out shopping for your special someone and end up accidentally buying yourself the latest sneaker drop instead. Oops. But you know what? You can get some of that shopping money back quick by saving with Plex. Plex is a streaming app that has thousands of free movies, shows, and live TV channels. And it's good stuff, too. Sports, music, comedy, and more. So, take a break from the subs this season and try Plex. Download it for free on your phone or TV today.
Save on holiday dinner essentials at Safeway. This week at Safeway, get bone-in signature select classic ham, shank half, or whole for 87 cents per pound with digital coupon. Limit one while supplies last. Plus, get 5 pounds of local Mandarin cuties for $3.97 each with digital coupon. Limit one. Also this week, get bone-in USDA choice beef ribeye roast for only $5.77 per pound with an additional minimum purchase of $150 or more. Member price, limit one per transaction. Visit Safeway.com or head in store for more deals.
A patient's recovery is only as good as their treatment plan. And for adult patients with BCG unresponsive non-muscle invasive bladder cancer carcinoma in situ, or NMIBCCIS, Anktiva is an important treatment option to consider. This immunotherapy harnesses the body's natural immune response and works alongside BCG. It's a non-surgical option that's been shown to produce durable, complete responses up to 4 years for some patients, enabling them to avoid or postpone surgical removal of the bladder.
All nurses to the nurses' station.
Sounds like the doctor needs me. Ask your doctor if Anktiva is right for you.
Patients treated with Anktiva plus BCG may still be at risk for more serious muscle invasive or metastatic bladder cancer, which can be life-threatening if bladder removal is delayed. If you don't respond to a second round of Anktiva with BCG, bladder removal surgery should be considered. Before starting Anktiva, tell your doctor if you're pregnant or planning to become pregnant, as Anktiva may cause fetal harm. Common side effects include abnormal laboratory results, increased creatinine, painful urination, blood in urine, frequent urination, urgent need to urinate, urinary tract infections, high potassium, muscle pain, chills, and fever. For more information, visit Anktiva.com or call 1-877-ANKTIVA, 1-877-265-8482.
The Jackery Solar Generator 5000 Plus and Smart Transfer Switch simplify home backup. Store power effortlessly to run household needs during power outages or emergencies. Recharge with Jackery's portable solar panel or existing rooftop solar system for complete energy independence and lower cost. Prepare your home this winter and all year long with the Jackery Solar Generator 5000 Plus. Visit Jackery.com to learn about easy, safe, and reliable home backup. Use code IHEARTDECEMBER on Jackery.com to save on 5000 Plus bundles.